Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
The Braves Radio Network channel on the Podcast Park is brought to you by Truist Bank. When you start with care, you get a different kind of bank. This is Atlanta's exclusive home for Atlanta Braves baseball, bringing you the latest on the Braves all year. Now, the Fan presents the Braves Clubhouse Report.
High fly ball, deep left center. That one's arcing toward the stands. It's gone!
Presented by Arrow Exterminators. Call 888-GO-ARROW or visit arrowexterminators.com.
Smashed high in the air, deep right field, out to the chop house, and it's gone.
This is the home of the Braves, the Fan 680 and 93.7 FM. Now, the Braves Clubhouse Report.
Hope you're having a great Wednesday. It is the Braves Clubhouse Report. We do it all year long. Wednesdays, 2 to 2:30 here on your home of the Braves, the Fan 680 and 93.7 FM. Alongside Mark Bowman, Kevin McAlpin here with you till the bottom of the hour. As the calendar flips to February, and that means baseball is now officially right around the corner. Pitchers and catchers reporting to Northport in about 2 weeks, and certainly a lot to talk about as spring training gets going here over the next couple of weeks at Cool Today Park. Bo, your bag's packed yet? You're heading down, what, a week from Sunday,
yeah,
right?
Super Bowl Sunday.
Man, it is. It sneaks up on you, doesn't it?
Like, it does.
You have the holidays.
Like you said, yeah, you have the holidays, and it's just like all of a sudden you know, watch a little football, and next thing you know, you're packing your bags and heading south. But it's, it feels natural. It feels like the right thing for the sports calendar to turn now, and let's go find some sun.
Yeah, it should be a lot of fun. You can find plenty of sun in Northport. A nice little breeze, too. For those folks who haven't been there, I think part of the best part about being on the Gulf Coast, you get those nice little trade winds come in, 10, 15-mile-an-hour breeze. So it might be 85 in the sun, but it doesn't. It's a really, really pleasant place to be.
Yeah, and I would highly recommend anybody who has not visited Northport. We haven't had a normal spring training there yet. You know, 2020, we had COVID. 2021, it was shortened. Last year, it was shortened. And, you know, now you've got a full selection of games. You know, make a point to try to get down there this year, next year. If you went to Orlando and you love Disney, I get it. That was part of the kids experienced. But the kids have plenty to do down here, and you don't have to deal with other people's kids. Now, that's coming from me. I'm just saying, look, I get it. Orlando may have had its positives for kids, but this place down here, it's a hidden gem. I love everything about the complex. I love everything about the surrounding areas. It's just, it's got more of a spring training feel to it.
Yeah.
You were at Disney before. Mm-hmm. Now you're just a nice little quiet beach town.
And think about this, to your point about not having a normal spring training down there. Even 2019 was supposed to be the first year, but they had to have an extra year built on because the construction was a little behind. So even that was pushed back. So it will be nice to have a full six and a half weeks for the Braves in Northport. You're right. The beach is 15 minutes away. Venice Beach is beautiful. All kinds of great seafood restaurants. Brian Snitker was on with Nick and Chris earlier, and I think that's probably everyone's favorite part. It's just there's so many great places to eat down right there. Yeah.
Nicola's, Italian, Lock and Key, Magnolia, forget what it's called, Magnolia something. Anyhow, yes.
And then your gas station, where you pick up your sushi.
Yeah, the greatest gas station sushi and everything that you'll ever find. And cheesecake, sushi and cheesecake.
They've got it all.
The sit-go.
What more can you ask for? And I'll say this, when it comes to spring training, if you're looking at potentially going down there, that second week of March, Bo, when games are in full split, you've got the Yankees at home, you've got the Red Sox at home, then you've got the Dominican Republic on Wednesday, March the 8th, and then a split squad game against Puerto Rico on Thursday the 9th. That is going to be an unbelievable 48 hours at Cool Today Park.
That's going to be awesome. I told, you know, Mom and Dad were saying, which week should we come down? I said, that's a great week to come.
Yeah.
You know, you'll get a little bit of that. You might have some conference basketball tournaments after those games. You actually have a tiki bar there at the ballpark where you might be able to to catch some basketball games or whatever during that time of year. Just it's got a little bit of everything. You got sun, you got great sight lines, beautiful little park, and great area. So
yeah,
get down there if you have a chance.
Mike Dunn and his crew have done a phenomenal job after the hurricane a couple of months ago getting that place ready, and I have no doubt it will look spotless when the team gets there in a couple of weeks. Let's talk about the big news since we last met. Brian Snitker getting a well-deserved contract extension. And, Bo, I was looking at some of his numbers, and this is unbelievable. I wonder how many fans realize that very quickly Brian Snitker has the fifth most wins in Braves franchise history. Things go well in the first 2 months, he's going to end up being number three overall, trailing only Bobby Cox. I mean, we know Bobby Cox, no one's catching him, but to be third overall in the second month of this season, that is pretty remarkable.
This is an incredible story. And I wrote a little bit about that for my newsletter tomorrow, just about, you know, he plays his first game for the Braves in 1977. How we can sit there and go, what is this? I think it's his 48th season he's approaching right now. So that in and of itself sounds like a long time. Let me put it in perspective. 1977, he played his first game with the Braves. His tenure begins then. That's 1 year before Bobby Cox came here for the first time.
Mm-hmm.
And so Bobby Cox is still a third base coach for the Yankees at that point in time. And we know that in 1980, Hank Aaron, all of a sudden, he says, you know what? Your catching career is done, but I'm going to make you a coach. 1980.
Yeah.
And then here's a story I didn't end up writing last summer, but some of the people that he was around at that time, now all of a sudden, Snit gets into the coaching world, and he's around Bobby Cox at that point in time. He's around Hank. He becomes a great friend with Hank. He's plays racquetball with him all the time. They develop a great friendship as he's a young minor league coach. He's around Cito Gaston. He lived with Cito Gaston his first spring training. They're in Bradenton, Florida.
Mm-hmm.
They lived together. This may have been instructional league there. But anyhow, they may have met in instructional league, then lived together. But anyhow, think about this. If the Braves were to win another World Series in a year or two, think about how cool that is. People don't win two World Series as a manager. These two guys lived together, back in the days when Bob Gibbs and Willie Stargell. This organization was really blessed with a lot of great minds then. Snit, soaked it all in, waited his time, 40 years.
Yeah.
Takes that job in 2016. You and I are in Pittsburgh the first day of the job. What happens?
Aaron Blair gave up 9 runs in an inning and a third. 7 in the first inning.
Snit almost had to take out his starting pitcher. He waited 40 years for a big league job. What are you doing your first thing? I might have got, let's get the bullpen ready.
Yeah, yeah.
Anyhow, he's won 5 consecutive division titles. He took that team out of a really rough spot, created the right culture. And here it is. If he goes through this contract through 2025, he's 70 years old at that time. I think he turns it like October 17th that year. Think about that. That's 1 year older than Bobby was when he retired.
Yeah.
This story has been incredible. And most importantly, where this organization is heading and where it will be when he's done managing, it's heading in the right direction. And he has so much to do with that.
Yeah, there's no doubt. And I think going back to your point, when he got that job and you and I were around that team every single day, it's one thing for a guy to say, hey, one of us to ask the question about, hey, who do you want to manage this team? But so many different guys campaigned on his behalf. They didn't have to do that.
Yeah.
And I think while X's and O's are still a big part of what they do and in-game management, having the respect of 25, now 26 guys in that clubhouse, that's as important as anything else you're going to do. And it seems like very quickly, Snit established those relationships. He established that trust with his players. And while faces and guys have come and gone, that's the one constant that's been there. These guys all respect, and they all really love playing for this guy.
Yeah, yeah, and the coaching staff has stayed the same. These guys, they want to keep working for him too.
Mm-hmm.
I know Nachi got an opportunity there with the White Sox this year, but at the same time, I mean, if a managerial job would have come open, a couple of these guys might have gone. But these guys aren't looking to go elsewhere. They've stayed. They love working for Snit. The players love playing for Snit. Alex loves working with Snit. I've been very fortunate to see some very successful manager GM relationships with with Sherholtz and Bobby, and now these two, the relationship that they have built together, just on the respect they have for each other, it's pretty impressive, and it's something that not only should be studied by people in the baseball world, but throughout the sports world. You know, how do you have that right dynamic, to have that right GM-manager connection.
And the Braves have been so fortunate to have so many great managers and coaches over the years. But how about Brian Snitker, first manager in franchise history to reach the postseason five times in his first six seasons, and he's now baseball's sixth longest tenured manager. Now, I know guys come and go, they retire, they're replaced, whatever it might be, but again, think about that story and think about how this may never have happened if you go back to 2013 and he decides, you know what, I'm not going to be, air quotes, promoted to AAA. I'm going to go somewhere else. He never wanted that. He decided to swallow his pride, go down to the minors, and stay with the organization. And you just start checking all these boxes. It is really, really incredible. I'm sure it'll be a book. It'll be a movie. It'll be something down the road for just everything that this guy went through.
Yeah, you think about even his high school career, right? what the story of, you know, they were kind of like the Hoosiers version of baseball version there in Indiana, that small school that nearly won it all. You know, he's had an incredible baseball life. Yeah. It is a book, a movie, whatever. And I think the most encouraging thing, you think about what, I wish we could ask Hank again, you know, especially, you know, like we ask him. I mean, he's been on record about how much he respected Snit and everything, but just to go back to that day and say, you know, I'm going to make this guy a coach, and just to think that it's one of the most influential decisions in the organization's history.
Right.
You know, here's a guy who, at one point in time, Smoltz said that he was as scared of Snit as any other coach he'd ever had in the instructional league. When he said he was as intimidating, I think, as any coach he'd encountered.
Yeah.
He's not that guy anymore. He's changed his, you know, he's adapted like a lot of coaches have over the years to, but this organization is very lucky to have him. It's just funny that he comes in there in 2016 with an interim tag, and you think, another year, another two. He's ready to leave after 2017, calls the clubhouse boys, I ain't working for those guys anymore, Copy and Hart. And obviously we know what happened to Copy and Hart the next few days and months, and Snit's still here, and now he'll be one of the he'll be remembered among the legends of this organization forever.
He's done a great job, no question about it. Happy for Snit to see him sign that contract extension, taking him through the 2025 season. Well earned, and we'll see if he can help guide his team to a sixth consecutive NL East title, and that starts end of next month. Well, that's nice to say, isn't it? End of next month is the start of the regular season. How about that?
Wow.
It's amazing when you turn a calendar.
I can't wait to get that to Nationals Park.
There you go.
It's probably be raining.
Yeah, that's your fit. Well, no,
put
it won't
the tarp
be raining
out already,
yeah,
Kyle.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. That's your fit. They love you in Washington and New York. You never go to Philadelphia, so you don't have to worry about that.
I went to Philadelphia last year. They got the best food.
It's exactly right. All right, we'll step aside for a quick break. On the other side, we will talk about some of the names that have popped up on the non-roster invitee list. A couple intriguing names, Bo, and I want to get your thoughts on some of these guys when we return. We'll get to that plus more. It's the Braves Clubhouse Report, and you're listening to The Fan.
The Braves Clubhouse Report on 680 The Fan.
Cold months in the South mean that rodents, critters, and pests are trying to find a way into your warm house. Luckily, you can trust the pros at Arrow Exterminators to keep your home pest-free inside and out. Arrow protects homes and businesses and is the official pest control provider of Truist Park and the Braves, so you know you're getting the best from the best. To set up a free pest inspection, call 888-GO-ARROW or visit arrowexterminators.com.
Now, here's more Braves talk from inside the clubhouse. This is the Atlanta Braves Clubhouse Report, presented by Arrow Exterminators on the home of the Braves, The Fan, 680 and 93.7 FM.
Braves Clubhouse Report with you Wednesdays, 2 to 2.30 here on The Fan. Spring training coverage kicking off in a couple of weeks. We'll have Nick and Chris down there from Northport, Florida. So looking forward to having the guys back down there. And, of course, Mark Bowman will be down there as well.
And, Bo, I know they announced today, as a matter of fact, some of the names that would be part of the non-roster invitee list. And Kevin Pillar, an intriguing name. I want to get your thoughts on him in a minute. We do see a reunion of a couple of guys who come back. Infielders Danny Echevarria and Eddie Adrianza are back in the mix as well. And then you've got a couple of pitchers as well that I think a lot of folks will be keeping a close eye on as well. Victor Vodnik, Jared Schuster as well. But I want to start with some of the veteran guys that have been around. You sort of are familiar with the back of the baseball card a little bit. And to me, I think when you look at where the roster was a year ago, some of the holes that they're looking to fill, I think Kevin Pillar could be a guy that, if he has a big spring, I think this guy could give you a little bit of pop off the bench, don't you?
Yeah, I mean, Kevin Pillar could play a big role. You know, you know, they got a bunch of 4A guys out there that could compete for some time. But Pillar is a guy who could come into camp and give you that confidence that he could either be just late-inning defensive replacement on a regular basis for Eddie Rosario out there in left field. He can platoon with Rosario. He obviously, he said, you know, if he wanted his bat off the bench, that could be a weapon in some way as well. But in a lot of different ways, here's a guy that I kind of expect him to be on that roster some way, somehow. Yeah. I'm more excited about what his potential is than Sam Hilliard and some of those other 4A guys that they're bringing to camp. So, I could see him sticking on that roster. I mean, like you said, there's a few other veterans out there.
The one, you look at the numbers, going back to 2021, last season was not a good one for Pillar. Only 4 games with the Dodgers. He's battled some injuries the last couple of years. 124 games, though, with the Mets back in 2021. This guy had 15 homers, drove in 47 runs. And I think if you're looking at, okay, you're trying to replace the Guillermo Heredia position, if you will. Mm-hmm. That's a pretty darn good upgrade this guy can get back to the form that he was 2 years ago.
Yeah. From mascot to
unofficial mascot.
Yeah. I mean, seriously, though, I mean, this guy could provide some value. Maybe even if he grabs one spot, you may even be able to carry another guy for speed. That all comes down to that bat on the infield, probably. You know, you go into camp, say, in Orlando Arcia or Vaughn Grissom. Well, if Vaughn Grissom's not your starting shortstop, he's at Triple A.
Right.
There is no reason to have Vaughn Grissom at the big league level unless he's playing every day.
Right.
So now all of a sudden, let's say, you know, now you've got 3 other choices there. You got Orlando Arcia, you got Adrianza, you got Echevarria. You got 3 veteran pieces there. I don't think you want to get to this point, but, you know, if you don't feel great about Arcia or Vaughn Grissom, you know, maybe Hetch can catch the ball enough for you early on to give you some time for plan B or plan C. You look at this lineup, there is enough pop. I don't want, you know, you could say there's not a place for a 1980s shortstop in this game right now, but at the same time, this lineup has enough that there. If you just get somebody that can catch the ball enough, mm-hmm. and we know Hetch can, you know, run into one or two every once in a while. We saw it just a few years ago here. I think this is Alex once again is taking quality depth to camp. This is probably, they're probably even in a better position this year than some previous years in terms of there may not be one option where you're going, oh, I can't wait to see, you know, that's the greatest option in the world, but he has multiple options.
Right.
You know what I mean? The strength is in the numbers there.
And you have versatility as well. With Echevarria, he can play 3 of the 4 infield positions. You can put him on the left side. He can play second base if Ozzy was to need a bit of a breather. And you're right, one of the more slick defensive infielders we've seen here in quite some time. So versatility, we know that's a big part of this game as well. You're not going to camp if you can play 1 or 2 spots. You got to know that who I'm taking down there, I can put them in 4, 5, 6 different positions. We saw it with Camargo a few years ago. Now it seems like the same with Echevarria, where he can give you that versatility. Yeah. Again, it could be a late inning defensive replacement as well, right?
Yeah, he can play multiple positions. Yeah. Adrianza can do it. I mean, we all got to remember Adrianza was the greatest professional athlete to wear number 23 before Michael Harris.
That's right.
I got that right, didn't
you? Did.
I?
Yeah, you did. Okay. Yeah, I don't think anybody in between, right?
Nobody before, for sure.
No.
So, anyhow, I mean, Adrianza is very versatile. He fits that role. They have enough pieces that, you know, let's say Vaughn wins the job, then fine. But if he doesn't, he goes down, and and somebody else buys some time, and a month or two later, you say, you know what, Vaughn is ready now.
Mm-hmm.
It's maybe all the pieces are there, but maybe they have to be jumbled, but with your depth, you're able to buy some time.
Yeah, we'll see what happens there. A couple of position players to keep an eye on as camp opens. Another guy that's back, we know he was back last season, Jesse Chavez. I don't know what it is about putting a Brave uniform on that this guy turns into a completely different pitcher, but boy, a guy that really under the radar. You know, he didn't make a lot of headlines when the Braves got him or traded for him back again. This guy, well, it's a fourth or fifth tour of duty in a Brave uniform, but there's something about pitching in this town. I don't know if it's he's comfortable here, he likes Cranny's program or what it is, but good to see Jesse Chavez back again.
That's great.
As well.
You know, great to see him here because he has had success here, and he's become a leader out there in that bullpen. Those guys like him. You know, he meshes well with them. You look at, let's just say they're going to have an 8-man bullpen. You've got Iglesias, you've got Mentor, you've got McHugh, you've got Jimenez. Okay, so you say those are your locks. Then you've got Nick Anderson, and you've got Kirby Yates. If they're healthy, both of them, that's two more spots. And now you're at six. And now all of a sudden you're saying, I got one lefty in the pen right now. It's Mentor. Now you got to look at, you got two other lefties. You got the guy they got from the Yankees. And then you're getting into, okay, am I going to carry him, Dylan Lee? And then obviously, where am I going to find a place for Chavez?
Right.
I just think you got to find a place for Chavez.
Yeah.
Even if it's, I get that. The question is, if Anderson and Kirby Yates are healthy and you want to carry both lefties, it might be tough to find that spot for Chavez, but some way, somehow, I think they'll find us.
Yeah, Lucas Lickey was the one you were thinking of from the Yankees.
Yeah.
He's got a chance to be an impactful arm. He had really, really good numbers a year ago in New York. So, look, the depth is there. There's no question about it. One guy who we know won't be there is Darren O'Day. He does announce officially he retired. It's funny, I bumped into Darren last week at a local retail outlet in East Cobb, and we were just chatting for a few minutes, and he told me he was going to be announcing his retirement. But you want to talk about a veteran leader in that bunch. Little goofy, like to keep things lighthearted. Darren certainly fit that bill, and what an amazing career. 17 years in the big leagues, undrafted, wasn't a prospect, was a walk-on in college. So it's kind of why I love this game so much, because you can be the top-ranked prospect and never pan out, and you can be a guy who no one had ever even heard of and ends up spending 17 years in Major League Baseball.
Yeah, and you know what? To have that opportunity, you got to be a quality person, and Darren definitely was that. You know, people are going to stick with you maybe a little bit longer when you're, just starting out and you're a quality individual. But, like you said, he walked on to the University of Florida. And the other day, I saw Adam Jones tweet out the same thing you just said, from walk-on to all-star. You know, the teammates loved him. It was good to have him around. In 2018, he got here. He was injured. He still was able to talk to some of those young guys as they were coming up. That's when Kyle Wright and, some of these other youngsters were just kind of coming to the big leagues. And, while Darren wasn't pitching that year, didn't pitch much in 2019, made a little bit of an impact there at the end of that year. 2020, he became the leader of that clubhouse. Would have really been great for Darren to be back in 2021.
Yeah.
Jamie, he went to the Yankees, it was nice to have him back last year. He's a guy that he was certainly appreciated by teammates, media members, clubhouse members. Just a good guy to be around.
I saw this stat yesterday from Baseball Quotes on Twitter. Pitchers with 600 or more innings pitched, an ERA south of 2.6, and averaged better than a strikeout per inning in the live ball era: Billy Wagner, Craig Kimbrell, Jonathan Papelbon, Kenley Jansen, Aroldis Chapman, Clayton Kershaw, Jacob deGrom, and Darren O'Day.
Wow.
How about that?
That's awesome.
There's a stat for everything, isn't there? Really is amazing. Real quick, my favorite Darren O'Day story, and you were probably in the room when he told this. A couple of years ago, he was hurt. He was sent down to Northport to start rehabbing at the complex down there, Cool Today Park. And he walked in, and he's unpacking his bag, and a young guy walks up to him and said, are you a player or a coach? He goes, no, I'm a player. I'm down here on rehab. He goes, oh, yeah, I'm Darren O'Day. It was Mekhi Backstrom, was a young player in the Braves organization. Didn't know if he was a player or a coach. Oh, how long have you been in the big leagues? 15 years. Oh, okay, great. But it was a funny story. He said they became friends very quickly, and that's so many of those friendships happen on weird bump-ins like that in a yeah. clubhouse. You never know who you'll end up befriending in that. So a great career for Darren O'Day. I know Buster Olney had the number as well. 644 games, 609 innings. He held righties to a 198 average against. Lefties didn't fare much better, 224 against. 30 postseason games, including 4 World Series, and built his career about being a great teammate as well. So tip of the cap to Darren O'Day. It was a tremendous career for him.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. It's a pleasure to be around. So yeah. It's his impact will be felt, through Mentor and everybody else that continues to benefit from the leadership he provided over the last couple of years.
No question. One guy who's a pleasure to be around every single day is Matt Chernoff. We're going to check in with him, see what's coming up on Chuck and Chernoff. As we continue, we're back after this. This is the Braves Clubhouse Report on The Fan.
This is the Braves Clubhouse Report, exclusively on 680 The Fan.
Meet Harper, teammate at Truist.
Hello.
She was born to care and always had your back. Like the time her friend's bumper car took a gnarly hit.
Oh, no.
His retainer went flying, but Harper caught it before it got crushed. Today, Harper's a teammate at Truist, the bank with Truist One checking. With no overdraft fees, $100 negative balance buffer, and automatic upgrades, Truist One checking has your back, too. When you start with care, you get a different kind of bank. $100 negative balance buffer. Eligibility requirements apply. Truist Bank, member FDIC.
You're listening to the Braves Clubhouse Report, presented by Arrow Exterminators, exclusively on Atlanta's Sports Station, the home of the Braves, the Fan.
Final segment on the Braves Clubhouse Report. We do it every Wednesday, 2 to 2:30. And of course, we'll be checking in with Mark Bowman as he'll be down with the team in Northport. I'm sure he's got his first gas station sushi dinner lined up. He'll be grabbing that the first night down there as well.
Huh?
Yeah. It's hard to get him out, Matt.
You eat Gucci?
Well, it's gas station sushi.
This is Snit's recommendation. He said there's this sicko that has this great cheesecake. Well, I found out that it has cheesecake.
Okay.
It has shrimp. It has fish.
Well, you're bold.
It has pizza.
I get the pizza, but the shrimp at the gas station, that's a bold order.
Yeah, I'm going to say I eliminated that to one stop.
Especially, Matt, when you're talking about the area in right. Northport where there are so many great places to get a good seafood dinner.
No, you got to be around other people then.
So I heard Snit say there are some good hidden secret restaurants down there, some good spots. Are we there yet? So we have some good...
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Snookhaven is a great spot. You have to drive down what looks like a jungle road, and you feel like eventually you've missed it. And you keep going and going and going, and it's right along the Myaka River. You sit there, and the alligators swim right past you as you're eating dinner. It's really, really neat. Bowman can't be bothered to go out
there. Here's what I would tell you, Bo, and maybe this is just because I have 3 kids who just don't leave me alone. I revel in eating by myself.
Yeah.
Like, I love it where I can just sit there quietly, have my phone, be that a rude guy in the restaurant, just scrolling my phone and eating quiet without somebody picking stuff off my plate. Yeah. Enjoy that.
I know.
It's a great time.
Don't encourage him.
Yeah. No, it's a great time. Eating by yourself, going to a movie by yourself, like any time you get.
Yeah.
But it's wonderful.
My wife, all those years I traveled, never understood the concept of, like, you go out to lunch by yourself. Oh. You go out to the... Yeah, I love it. It was great.
It's wonderful.
Yeah.
It's a very underrated way to spend a couple of hours.
Now, yeah. I would always enjoy spending a couple hours with Bowman having a meal, but he couldn't, you know...
Listen, next time we're together, we're going to get some gas station sushi.
That's right.
I didn't know that was a thing until this very moment.
Yeah, well, now you know.
And cheesecake. You remember the cheesecake.
I can do the cheesecake. That's okay, but...
Yeah.
Jeez, what's coming up on the big program this afternoon?
I'm all totally thrown off now. We're going to find other gas station sushi. let's see. What is on the program today here? Let's take a look.
I don't know any of the conversation. Gas station fried chicken?
No, sushi.
I'm in.
Yeah.
Gas station.
Hey, there's a former GM that went to the winter meetings in Nashville. His name may have rhymed with Hoppy, and he took Freddie along. And they're driving to Nashville, and they stopped at a gas station to eat sushi. This is, I didn't
breakfast
eat
biscuits and wax paper. Gas stations.
They stopped there.
See, sushi.
Freddie was like, "Where are we going?"
Right. Sushi's nothing to mess around with. There's either really, really, really good sushi or really, really gas station sushi, and there's really nothing in between. Oh, Ross Tucker will join us today.
Okay.
Talk about Tom Brady and whether or not he's really retired. If we believe he's walking away. This time, friend of the show, Super Agent Hadley Engelhart, He'll talk to us about whether or not Stetson Bennett has really hurt himself in the draft with the goings-on in Dallas. We'll pick his brain about Lamar Jackson's contract. We got a lot of stuff today, K-Mac. A lot of stuff, man. Big things.
I got to tell you, it was great to hear the fun bag back last week, too. It was awesome to hear the return, the triumphant return.
You only said that because you weren't in it.
No, well, yeah, of course.
I mean, once everybody's in it, everybody gets their panties in
the water. Oh, no, I don't have a problem with it. I'll poke fun at myself.
Good. We like poking fun at you.
Oh, that's fine. Go at it.
I mean, we're equal opportunity. I mean, we end up in the fun bag, too.
Yeah. You got to have fun with it.
That's what we're trying to do, K-Mac. Have ourselves a little fun.
All right, well, we're going to get out of your way. The fun starts next with Chuck and Chernoff. Bo, always good to have you in studio, and I'm sure we'll be checking in with you from Northport.
Sounds great.
All right, that's going to do it for the Braves Clubhouse Report. We will do it again next Wednesday at 2. Chuck and Chernoff are coming up next right here on your home of the Braves, the Fan 680 and 93.7 FM.
Thanks for joining us for the latest on your Atlanta Braves on WCNN North Atlanta, a Dickey Broadcasting Station. Join the Fan every Wednesday at 2 p.m. for all the latest news on your Atlanta Braves.
Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
The Fan is ready for Brave season. Are you?
3-1 smoked high in the air, deep center field, and heading for the horizon. A home run by Olsen.
We're streaming every game of the Braves 2024 season free on the 680 The Fan app.
So make sure you download it now and don't miss a pitch of the Braves this season.